smoker.
What this budget agreement does is it helps produce more certainty because it stops a potential government shutdown in January and it stops a potential government shutdown in October. We think that's good for the country. We've got to find a way to make this divided government work. We think it's in our nation's interest to do that. That's why we sought to reach a budget agreement that maintained our core principles and found common ground.
Budgets, Obamacare, excuses. We wrap up 2013, and I'll tell you what, one word. Well, actually, I'll string together three. Lack of accountability. That's the voice of Congressman Paul Ryan. In his case, he's trying to cut a deal to get this whole thing done and have another budget that doesn't really quite measure up, but at least we don't have a government shutdown. And that's what happens. We panic, and then we reel it back in and deal with whatever is left. That's why Congress has an approval rating of 9%. What a way to start. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, we are going to lighten the load because we have nailed the score. Just three games left in the NFL this season before we go into postseason. And you could nail the score. Here's how it works. Here's the quick explanation. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. You call in, pick a side, tell us what you think the final score is going to be. We've had two winners in 4 years. I'd say that gives you a pretty good chance to possibly win. You may be our next winner. How cool would that be? Bragging rights, some prizes, and you don't have to pay anything for it. So it's not like plunking down a dollar or two for the lottery. Although this Mega Millions is up to $300 million, something like that, I think, $300 million. Ooh. Then you think about the taxes, what Uncle Sam takes out, and you're still walking away with money that is silly money, and you have no idea what you're going to do with it, right? All right, speaking of silly money, besides the budget and the fact that they can't do much damage to help the deficit, in other words, there's not going to be a lot of cuts because we have this $17 trillion and counting deficit, and in 10 years, it'll cut out like, you know, $25 billion, and that's just simply not enough. That's not going to get us anywhere fast. It's something, but that's the thing, 10 years over a 10-year period. How about what's happening with healthcare.gov? You know, the government is weird with numbers, except for when they want money from you, meaning the IRS. But when it comes to what the prices are for what we're spending on, like this website, healthcare.gov, they're not very revealing about it. The price tag has now increased by $47 million. It started out with a number that was in the ballpark of $630 million. It jumps up to $677 million. And the problem is what we already know. The IT costs developing the website have gone in a different direction, and the reason is because of all the problems. Because it was crashing, because there wasn't enough security. You know, it's just a bad beat to begin with. So all of the money combined is going to be way more than that for this flawed website, without a question. I mean, I don't get it. What happens to the taxpayers, and what are we ultimately responsible for? And the answer is for all these mistakes. That's the problem. If you start adding up all the mistakes because, oh, gosh, we should have, and we didn't, and whatever it is. So once again, Kathleen Sebelius, brought up to the Hill, has to talk about the website, tries to stop the controversy from happening before she testifies because she says, we're going to look into what happened with the website because, geez, somebody has to be accountable for this, and we want to treat the taxpayers correctly, so we need to find out what happened in the rollout of the website. Wait a second. Weren't we talking about these problems way back when? really October 1st. Here it is. What are we, mid-December almost? And now we're going to say that we're going to do this because we want to be responsible. We want to be accountable. It's like they clipped out all the words that they've heard. And I know somebody's done this because that's what happens. They listen. They cull all the media stuff together. Even if they say, well, we don't listen to the media and we don't care about the media, that's not true. They have every day they have clips and they take things from talk shows to find out what people are saying. So they know people are upset. That's obvious. And instead of just saying that right from the beginning, and realizing they're under fire, everybody, a cabinet position like Secretary of Health and Human Services, she can't be doing this. I mean, I know she has impeccable credentials on paper. I get all that. And it's not a witch hunt to just go after Sebelius, but she screwed up right from the beginning. So when you're appearing before the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on health reforms, you're the cabinet secretary in charge of implementing them. I'm sorry, you didn't do your job. And this is a big one because we're paying for it. So flawed and simply unacceptable is one thing. It's not just a mistake, it's a costly mistake. So what are they going to do? They're going to review. This is more taxpayer money, right? So the Inspector General for the Department of Health and Human Services is going to review what happened. And especially they're going to narrow it down to the acquisition process, the overall program management, the contractor performance and payment issues related to the development and management of the website. And then said, we'll take action to address the findings. Can we cut to the chase? You hired somebody who didn't have a good reputation, so you didn't vet them well. Then they either didn't have a timeline or they botched the timeline and they didn't put in some of the correct software that was needed in the first place. So were they not thoroughly told what the website was going to do? Let's just tell them. We'd forget the findings. We already know. We already know what happened. We've been told this from other people who testified on the Hill, by the way. So, better training for CMS employees, that's what they're talking about, on practices. This is what they're talking about. They're going to investigate this, and then they're going to minimize the risks for major policy initiatives. So let me cut through the clutter. They screwed up. They're covering, you know what, and they're going to train employees on better practices for hiring and working with contractors. I guarantee most of the people listening to me have contracted something in their life. I bet you were better at vetting it out. You probably went to Angie's List or five of your neighbors and asked. You did something to try to make sure you were getting a good deal on whatever it was you were having built or done. You're building a huge, mammoth website, for goodness sake. There are people to go to and ask when you know you're going to have millions of people that are going to have to be directed there. It's ridiculous. And the enrollment numbers are way off base. They say they have 365,000 people signed up for health care coverage under the new exchanges. Were you one of those people? If so, call us, 855-266-5283. Meet you in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through the end of the month at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Must catch up sometimes on America Tonight, because I get great emails from people when we show up to the studio on Sunday, and that's great. I think this is such a thoughtful crowd. You kind of crunch on what we're talking about and then come up with some pretty good stuff. So each and every show we do head to the mailbag. We're going to do that in just a second. A quick reminder, Nail the Scores coming up next. So Dan, put down the baking spatula. You don't have to mix anymore. Phil in Missouri, all the boys in Missouri, and everybody else, because you only have a couple of weeks left for this. So 855-266-5283. Keep the number handy so you can try and nail the score in our next couple of segments. Before we get there, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you. This one from Adam, who says, man, I got to tell you, Kate, I think I've never laughed so hard than when I tuned in to Jimmy Kimmel and saw them ripping on what happened at the Nelson Mandela Memorial. How could you have a fake interpreter? That's shocking. How does this person even get into that position where they're there on the world stage next to the world leaders doing fake signing? Anybody who's deaf could pick that up in a second, and somebody else, interpreters, certainly saw it because it was all over the Twittersphere, and I thought it was one of the funniest things that I've ever seen him do. He brought an interpreter on and tried to interpret what the fake guy was doing at the service. Yeah, you know, this, I mentioned this earlier, that I happened to see that Kimmel episode, but we talked about this. It was all over talk radio news. This, idea that you have the, you know, it's like the deaf actress Marley Matlin. A lot of people went to her to ask her what's going on here, and she said it was almost like he was doing baseball signs. The Deaf Federation of South Africa says the man was not a recognized professional interpreter and that the signs were meaningless. So for the four-hour Mandela Memorial, which was broadcast to millions of people worldwide, the guy was doing signs that meant nothing. He was standing there next to all the world leaders, Zuma, Obama, whoever was up there talking, and he was doing this, he was doing signs, and they were not real signs. So, you know, give me a break. It's crazy. I mean, seriously, how does that happen? I don't get it. So you're right. You got the South African president, you have our president, you have so many others that got up to speak, and they were basically, it was a mocking deal because you're mocking the whole thing, and especially at this thing for Mandela. How insane is that? And nobody reported the name of the guy. Even Kimmel didn't say that, but we know who the guy was, thanks to our friends at Talk Radio. The people that we talked to in D.C., Jeff Holtzman and Ellen Ratner and Bob Ney and all of them, the fake interpreter was Tommy Jetu, is I think how you pronounce that name, and he was the guy who was making all those signs. That's wild. Let's go to another one. This one from Bob listening to us in Illinois, and Bob says, Kate, you cannot even believe how cold it is here. I laugh when I hear you talking about 19 degrees or 20 degrees. I mean, we're talking, sister, 10 below, 20 below. That's with the wind chill. I'm sure your pals in Minneapolis can attest to how freezing it is.
Yay,
in
buddies.
The Twin Cities. What is it? What's the temperature? Do you know what the temperature is now, Nathan?
Here, give me a second. I'll let you know.
There's a temperature. I mean, there's a thermometer that's outside of the studio, I think.
So oh, it's gonna... four. It's 4 degrees. That's hot.
4 degrees. Oh, that's bad. 4 degrees is cold. Yeah, because imagine with the wind what it is. Oh, that's awful. Yeah, I feel you. Trust me. I haven't been in those temps in a while, and you know, growing up in Philly, yes, it could get cold. I have been cold, but I have never. I have felt it, but not in a long time. I can't say that I've felt that cold in a long time. So for all of you listening in the Midwest, yeah, I know. I know. Now let's take another one here. This one from Sammy. Sammy says, hey, Kate, you make me laugh, I got to admit. I'm glad you mix in some other things. It is infuriating, the stuff that's going on in Washington. Can't wait to hear your year review. Did you think that the Pope should be Time Magazine's Person of the Year? I thought it was a good choice. The reason I thought it was a good choice is because people were talking about him. He was trying to be kind of a uniter guy. He is trying to be a uniter guy. And he's such a plain, he's such a plain guy. He's like the everyday guy. So it's not like, whoa, here's the Pope. No, it's, he's a guy who says, yeah, I used to be a bouncer. Yeah, I was watching sports. Yeah, this is what the church is doing wrong. He's like a bundle of energy. And he's sort of the, I'm sure there's people in the church that cringe at some of the things that he says, but I think that's good. He talks about the church's money. He talks about the controversy with the church. He talks about giving women a bigger role or whatever in Catholicism. So he's saying things that, like I said, are controversial. He's not playing the game. That's what it is. He's not really playing the game. He's just kind of this humble guy who's the, he feels like to me, like what do I know, but in just what I've read, what we've seen, he seems like the everyday guy. He washed the feet of a woman at a prison in Rome in a ceremony that's only supposed to be for men traditionally. He chastised church leaders, saying that they need to focus on helping the poor and broken above everything else instead of some of the other things that they're doing. You know, because why isn't that part of the deal? And yeah, I don't know. So, sure. However they go through their processes, I mean, thank goodness it wasn't like Kim Kardashian or some other celebrity, crazy celebrity person or some nutball world leader. No, this time it wasn't, because, you know, that's happened in the past. So I'm going to say, yeah, sure, it's okay. It's all right with me. This one from John, who says, Kate, I can't believe once again we come to the close of another year. When I look at some of the top things that happened, I have to say Ed Snowden tops the list because he almost toppled the NSA. In fact, he has them so incredibly nervous. I think it's wild that here he is, a contracted dude. He downloads secret information, flees to Hong Kong, ends up in Russia on asylum. Putin sticks it to the president. And yet we're constantly trying to make excuses for all of the spying nonsense. The NSA is just embarrassed that everything that they're doing has been revealed, and I have a feeling he's not done. I think that is the top story of 2013. It certainly would make my top five. I'm not going to reveal right now what my top five stories are, but it would make my top. It would. I'm just going to tell you that that makes my top five. That's it. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. Because, yes, this, you know, General Alexander, I say it all the time, it looks like he's going to have a heart attack. He's so upset by what's happened. And it's now that whole excuse thing because all the information was out there for everyone to see. Plus, the NSA had to change its policies. So if it wasn't a big threat with the information he revealed, then they wouldn't have done that. But he'll never come back to the United States because they would love to get their hands on him and he would be tried. It's not going to be, oh, he's a whistleblower, thank goodness, because, geez, we, you know, we got information. Uh-uh. He's a traitor. He's a traitor to most because he signed an agreement, not to take classified information. So he broke that agreement from the legal perspective, not public perspective across the board. They would have him. And he's not coming back to the United States. All right, we're heading out and coming back with football on the flip side.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Vietnam includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388, or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Score thing throughout the NFL season, because hey, we got to lighten the load somehow on this show, right? So you can play along with us. It's so easy. Once the computer randomly picks the game of the week, bada bing, we jump into it and let's see if somebody can nail the score this time around. So roll it, Nathan.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Oh, what game is it going to be this time around? Certainly, there are so many games that have playoff implications, but it's not about playoffs here. It's just simply a question of nailing the score. So it really could be any of the games on the board. I cannot believe that we are down to the nitty-gritty here. Three games left in the NFL season. And thanks for all the notes for even people who aren't playing the game, saying that they get a kick out of hearing what people say and me talking about the scores and some of what we do here. So what game will it be? Will it be Philly and Minnesota? After all, that's the home of the mothership. Will it be New England and Miami? Seattle and New York, who cares about New York? They're going to kill them. Buffalo and Jacksonville, got a lot of KC fans. And Oakland, the Jets taking on Carolina. Who knows? Let's see what the computer has to say. Nathan practically broke his back, taking the old thing out of the box again this week. So, Nathan, let's see what happens. Oh, my goodness. You got to be kidding me. How do we have back-to-back weeks? Green Bay. I mean, didn't we just do Dallas? Green Bay and Dallas. And after the pitiful performance by the Dallas Cowboys against Chicago, I really can't imagine what's going to happen here. You're not going to have Aaron Rodgers in the pocket for the Packers. It certainly doesn't look that way. So that's in the favor of the Cowboys, since they've only won one game without him there. And it is a home game after a humiliating loss. But this is tough. Dallas is favored by 7, however. It is the afternoon game, 4:25 Eastern. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to pick Dallas, and I'm going to say they better pray they win, or somebody's got to go at the end of the season. I'm going to say the final score will be 27 to 24. You might disagree, and you know what? I can find lots of reasons why I think it could go either way because of the lackluster defensive effort on the part of the Cowboys in Chicago. But I mean, I guess that's also my reason why, after they fell apart, I can't see that they lose this game. I can't see it. Especially without, if Aaron Rodgers was there, it might be a little bit different. I mean, Chicago, it was brutal. They converted on 8 of 11. I mean, they scored every time when they touched the ball. Every single time in the beginning when they touched the ball. It was crazy. Over 400 yards is what they got on the Dallas defense. I mean, they ripped them. I mean, woeful defensive performance. Now, Tony Romo, who all they talk about is that he just swoons in December, he falls apart. His record now, 11-16 in December. But I don't think you could blame him that much. He had 3 touchdown passes. He didn't have any interceptions. But he wasn't on the field that much because of all the problems on the other side of the ball. So this wasn't on him. This was on the defense. However, we're not talking about the past game. We're talking about the current game. And the current game is the Packers and the Cowboys. What do you say, America? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. 27-24. Cowboys, I think. Let's see what Pete in Texas has to say. Hey, Pete.
Do you ever get the feeling that you're just living in a Monty Python?
Every day of my life. I just rewatched Monty Python last weekend. That's funny.
God, is this ridiculous or what?
Yeah.
Okay, football. We're going to let the cheerleaders play this weekend, and Dallas is going to win 28-19.
Say that again. Dallas is going to win what?
We're going to let the cheerleaders play, and Dallas is going to win 28-19.
28-19, I love it. Yeah, maybe the cheerleaders would be a little bit better.
No doubt.
Oh, terrible. Wasn't that? That was just, it was unwatchable at the end of that game.
Oh, it's 68 degrees here in the bunker, so we just went out and played ping pong.
Good for you. That was a smart move. I had to dump out at the last 8 minutes. Pete, I couldn't take it. I couldn't watch it anymore. It was ridiculous. A laugher. 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score. Pete and I both say the Cowboys. I won't beat you up if you say the Packers. Rick in Illinois. Rick, you had to love what happened with the Chicago Bears. Man, I'd be dancing in the street with the way they thumped the Cowboys.
You need to go to Vegas and put some money on the Bears for the Super Bowl.
That, you know what? Who knows? They may have that momentum. The biggest question they're going to have is Jay Cutler coming back. He's not coming back this week, supposedly. But Josh McCown was terrific. I mean, he's been amazing in those four games. And they're going to re-sign Cutler. So, and they say they're going to have Cutler play when he comes back. But, you know, there could be something to it. They could get on that white-hot roll. I wouldn't count him out.
McCown, he's getting better every game he plays. He's getting better and better. So
yeah.
I have to think twice about signing Cutler back. But I'll take the Cowboys. I hate to, but 27, Green Bay 21.
27-21. So we are cowboyed up here. Thanks, Rick, all across the board. How about that? I figured for sure some of you cheeseheads would call in and say, no, what are you thinking? Dan is back, double-dipping, giving us a score here for Nail the Score. What do you think, Dan?
24-17, Green Bay.
Oh! 24-17, Green Bay. So, once again, the defense is going to probably make some major moves, is what you think.
Hey, they got about as much chance as Custer had against the Indians.
And we saw how that ended up, Dan. Thank you. 24-17 Green Bay. All right, so our first Green Bay guess. By the way, we always take a lot of guesses through the miracle of the Internet. Al Gore invented it, as you know. And if you go to americatonight.net and click on contact, you can weigh in that way, too. 855-266-5283. Phil is listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how we doing tonight, Kate?
Good. Now, I got to figure you're going with the boys.
Well, I've given up on the boys' practice. The Plow Boys aren't doing anything this year. All I'm worried about is I'm starting my ski trip Sunday, so I'm not even going to watch the game, but I'm going to go ahead and go for the Plow Boys 24-17.
24-17 Cowboys. Oh,
yeah.
Your ski trip, where are you going skiing?
Back out to Utah.
Utah Park Cities?
Skiing mostly Ogden area. I always have to hit snowbirds since I broke my leg there once. So I always have to hit that place to show it didn't beat me.
I love that. So that's the best, man. You sounds like you're probably a pretty good skier. You've skied a lot.
I'm not bad.
I like that.
Never say you're good.
No, that's like a jinx, isn't it? It's like
exactly.
A jinx if you say you can do it, get on those black diamond trails, next thing you know, you're off the trail, if you know what I mean.
And I've been there, yeah.
Phil, have fun. That sounds like fun. Man, that makes me want to go skiing. Phil, have a great time. I'll tell you, I had the same Phil thing where I thought I was just such a great skier. I had gone three times and mastered the Poconos, which are little tiny molehills compared to really great skiing. And I went up to Killington, Vermont, which is where the B team, and I think they still do, they were training for the Olympics. Oh, man, it was brutal. Oh, Killington was brutal. And naturally, I hit a pole. I mean, I was okay. They had to come get me in a basket. I was all right. I sprained my leg, but they had to come get me, and that was scarier because when you are hurt like that, they put you in this basket and ski you down in the basket. So you're counting on them not to crash when you're going down. And that was scary. I was like, man, I'd rather just slide. Can I just slide down this mountain versus being in this rattly basket going down the rest of this trail? Oh, all right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. We're nailing the score, the game of the week. Cowboys and the Packers being played in Dallas. I'll meet you in a few here as we get ready to nail a few more.
K-100. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Go through a three-game skid. That's not easy in the National Football League. You know, against good teams, you know, explosive teams. But you got to trust yourself. You got to trust the guys around you that you're going to fix a problem, and that you're going to come to work and with a purpose. And I thought the guys did that.
Andy Reid talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. They take on Oakland in Oakland. That's a late afternoon kick, 4:05, as the Cowboys also are. It's a late afternoon game, too, as well. They're hosting Green Bay, and here's the thing. What's going to happen with Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers' backup most likely is still going to be in. That's what I'm hearing. That's what they're saying now. So Matt Flynn, if he makes a third straight start in place of Aaron Rodgers, how is he going to do? Flynn helped Green Bay and the slide that they were having in the win they had over Atlanta, barely, 22-21 this past weekend. He did throw an interception. He had a touchdown. He had almost 260 yards. But would they rather face him or would they rather face Rodgers? I don't know. I would think they would rather face Flynn. Either way, Flynn is getting more comfortable, and the Cowboys are uncomfortable after getting shellacked by the Bears. You can send us your guests at americatonight.net or call us at 855-266-5283. Dale in Illinois. Dale, man, oh, man, what's happening to your Cowboys?
Well, I don't know, Kate. I must commend you, though, for your 11 or 12 descriptive phrases of the Cowboy defense this week. when, one, they flat sucked, would have sufficed.
They did.
I'm going a little out of area here. I'm going to go 10-7
Packers. 10-7 Packers. All right. So you, it could, hey, we've seen scores like that.
Never the ones that I picked, though. That's okay.
I like it. 10-7. It's good to go against the grain. Just because you said that, who knows, you could be the winner.
Quite unlikely, but thank you, dear.
All right, Dale, enjoy the game. 10-7 Packers. Jerry Jones, man, he would be all over the sidelines. That's what will happen. You know, usually if they're losing at home, it used to be what he would do. He would go down at the sidelines. And every time they had camera shots on him in Chicago, he did. He looked like he was going to take another flight. He was going to have his personal plane fly in and get him and not go back on the charter with the Cowboys. He looked that despondent over what had, you know, what was taking place on the field. This is a different game. This is a game that maybe Dallas can win. I mean, they trail Philly by one game in the NFC East, and then they host the Eagles in the last week. So everybody was thinking, oh, you know, my goodness, if we are taking on the Eagles in the last game, then this is when we're going to win it. But now the Eagles are ahead. They have, like I said, they have that one game pad. So they really blew it in that game against Chicago. They have to win those. They probably have to clear the deck and pray that Philly doesn't win all of its next two games, which they have a great possibility of doing. Well, we got several emails here. I won't close off the phones just yet. If somebody wants to quickly slip in a call, you can do that, 855-266-5283. If you just tuned in, no, we're not nailing the politicians. We are nailing the score, the game.
You were also trashing the Cowboys. We were dancing on their graves for what happened against Chicago. And we got a couple of people that want to chime in here on the, as far as the email is concerned. You can still email the show in the last couple of minutes here at americatonight.net. We have one from Doug who says, I'm all over the Cowboys on this. I'm not necessarily a great big Cowboy fan, but after what happened to them on a Monday night game, and they're hosting this, and Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be back, I think it's inevitable that what's going to happen is it's going to be a big Cowboy win. Kate, I think they blow them out And I think the final score is going to be 42-13. Ooh, 42-13. That's a huge spread. All right, let's get another one. This one is from Sam,
who says, Sam says he thinks that the final score is going to be 19-15. 19-15, Cowboys. Wow, 19-15. I don't know that I've ever seen that score, but anything's possible. All right, here's another one from Big John. Big John says, I like the Packers, and the Packers ultimately will probably be able to take advantage of what the Bears were able to take advantage of, and I think the final score will be 32-27. 32-27, wow. All right, so if you just tuned in, let me say this once again, so not to confuse everybody. It's the Cowboys and the Green Bay Packers. That's our nail-the-score game. And what we're doing here is you're picking a side and telling us what you think the final score is going to be. And so far, it seems like mostly we've had Cowboys. Mostly people are picking the Cowboys anyway. And I think it's mostly for the same reasons. If you're trying to rationalize, it's probably because of what happened to them in that game against Chicago. So we do keep going back to that game from the previous week. And this is Green Bay, and I think anything's possible because they want to make sure that they have as much distance as they can heading into the playoffs or getting into the playoffs, and they can't afford to dump more games. So they're not going to walk into this lightly. And I think it'll be a lot closer. Even if the Cowboys win it, I think it comes down to that last quarter and, you know, maybe a kick or two. Maybe that makes the big difference. So I'm saying Cowboys, which is what I said when we first kicked things off, 27-24. Cowboys, again, winning this one. Which, by the way, a quick note here on the Washington Redskins, because I know we have some Redskin fans listening, and the Redskins decided they're going to sit RG3. How about that? That's a big story. Instead, Cousins steps in, and he's going to be the signal caller for Washington. Thank goodness that wasn't our game of the week, but it wouldn't be. They're taking on Atlanta. Both of those teams have only won three games. So thanks to everybody who tried to nail the score. Good luck. Maybe this time around we'll have a winner.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.